Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to Robert Taktalian, as we did before the break. And his story is amazing. He has such an all-American story, even though he was born halfway across the world in war-torn Armenia. And you can just feel him and his spirit and his company and his products. We love them. The Vitamir toothpaste. Look, everybody needs toothpaste. You want one thing you can do? People all the time ask me, they're emailing, well, what can I do? You know what you can do? You can change your toothpaste, get rid of this, Robert won't say it, but this fluoridated crap, chemical stuff, and get some real toothpaste that actually helps your overall health. That's not a chemical. That's actually a natural thing that helps you. We're talking about the mouthwash. I love the mouthwash. Just love the mouthwash. Why is it so effective? And let's get into that a little bit.
Well, the reason is, now, we have four ingredients in a mouthwash. Distilled water, that's it. And it works like unbelievable. I'm sure everybody knows. You know, I've been selling this for 20 years now. It's 21 years now. The ingredient like zinc is so important. Zinc is also known to be important to cell reproduction and to have antibacterial properties. I mean, anybody can look in a dictionary and see it. Folic acid is important to DNA synthesis, to cell reproduction. Folic acid reduces gum inflammation, bleeding, and has been demonstrated to bind toxins secreted by plaque. Both zinc and folic acid are absorbable by gum. This is what I was trying to tell you. See, it absorbs to your gum just like the bacteria. The folic acid and zinc will absorb to your gum and go after whatever to heal and so on.
Let me interject. So when when people get sugar on their mouth, the sugar starts eating their plaque or whatever. So when you use the mouthwash with that, what goes on? How does it stop that process?
Sugar doesn't eat plaque. Sugar creates plaque.
Right. Okay. So explain that. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, anything you eat, the number one thing, one of the main reasons, if your mouth is too dry, bacteria will stick to your gum line. I want people to understand, anything you use that has ingredients in there that dries your mouth, like mint, alcohol, and so on, dry mouth is no good for your oral health. We need a lot of good saliva in your mouth, because every time you swallow your saliva, you're swallowing all the bacteria in it, and your stomach acids kill it. Now, when you have sugar or sugary stuff that you eat, it sticks to your gum. You know, it's like gluten. You know, it sticks around. And when you have a good mouthwash and toothpaste, when you brush it and wash your mouth, it gets rid of all the stuff that's stuck to it as a glue. Because that's how you create plaque, is the bacteria sticks to your gum line and builds up just like a cement. And to get rid of it, once it's formed into plaque, you just can't get rid of it at toothpaste and mouthwash. You have to have it cleaning done. You have to see your technician. So it's very important that once you have your teeth cleaned, to use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, because it will help you to keep it clean every day. It will keep your gums nice and tight. Like, the reason we have CoQ10 in a toothpaste is that it's good for your gum elasticity. All the ingredients are good. And the myrrh. Everybody knows myrrh oil, right? When baby Jesus was born, what did they use to clean him up? Myrrh oil. Myrrh is an herbal resin that has been used since biblical times for gum disease. It is antibacterial and stringent. See, they use that in those days, 2,000 years ago plus, to clean baby Jesus' body.
All right, let me interject here.
Sure.
Should I use mouthwash before I brush my teeth or after I brush my teeth? And how many times a day should I use mouthwash?
Well, you see, mouthwash is easy to use even if you're driving your car, you know. You can have a bottle of mouthwash in your car, for example, in your office and everywhere. It's hard to brush your teeth unless you're home or a convenient office where you have a toothbrush and toothpaste to do that. So that's why it's important. Brushing your teeth is good every morning, every night, and after lunch, if you can, if it's possible for you to do that. But the mouthwash you can use 5, 6, 7 times a day, small sips. You know, you don't need full mouthwash. You need just enough, Like if you were drinking cup of coffee, you sip a coffee, take a sip of a mouthwash, but hold it in your mouth as long as you can bear it to give chance the ingredients to work in your mouth. Just swishing a couple of times and spitting it out is not going to do as much good as you can hold it for 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes or 10 minutes. It's up to you.
We got about 5 minutes. We got about 5 minutes left. All the mouthwash, toothpaste at the Power Mall. The maca capsules. I love maca. It's adaptogenic. Why maca? Why do people need it?
Well, maca is grown at 14,000 foot elevation. It's in Peru. It comes from Peru. The best maca comes from Peru. If it's not grown in a volcanic land at 14,000 feet elevation, then it doesn't have the ingredients of that volcanic land that brought up from deep from ground that does. You can grow in Idaho, you can grow maca anywhere, but you have to have those ingredients that come naturally from the ground.
And the elevation is important too, right? The elevation is important also, correct? To make it adaptogenic.
What happens, you have the wind, you have fog, rain, all the natural environment that maca grows. Maca is a very powerful plant. Where you grow maca this year, you cannot grow there again for 7 years. You won't get any good fruit. It takes 7 years for the land to fix itself. So when they have plots in Peru, naturally, when they grew for thousands of years, Peru had maca before the world knew about potato. So they had different plots. They would not use the same plot again and again until it's 7 years completed. Maca will take all the ingredients that are so powerful from the volcanic land in Peru and Andes. And if you want to live longer, this is my personal experience. I've been using maca for 19 years now. I never miss a day. I'm 71 years old, and I work minimum 13, 14 hours a day, every day. Doesn't matter what day it is. I give this to maca because I don't take anything else to have this energy that comes from maca. Maca will give you everything you need. This is fantastic product. If you didn't try one, try it. Call Power Mall, please. I guarantee 100% money back. You know that, right, Daniel? I mean,
Correct. Absolutely.
Now, you've been doing the Power Mall now for a while. Do you have any returns of Vitamer products?
No, I don't. I'd have to ask Catherine.
Because it works. That's what I mean. Once you use the product and feel the difference, you will never give it up. You know, maca will improve the level of sexual desire and energy. You don't need chemicals to use that if you use maca. Increasing energy and endurance, nourishes, regulates, and helps rejuvenate the endocrine system. Fertility enhancement for men and women, like people who can give babies. If they use maca, what it does, it gives them energy when the sperm can swim where it's supposed to go to have a baby. And if the sperm is not strong enough to swim there, and it won't get there. So the sperm have to be healthy, and maca will help to do that. That's why a lot of people use maca for fertility reasons. And we had that. We had a customer who had a baby and twins because they used our maca. So I know it's true.
But let me ask you about the capsules.
You can do research about it. Find out more. Yes.
Let me ask you about the capsules. So somebody, you know, say somebody's listening. They just maybe want a little bit more energy, whatever. How many should they take? Should they take it on an empty stomach with food? How should they take these maca capsules?
Maca is a food itself, so it doesn't matter how you take it, when you take it. Now, don't take it at night if you want to go to sleep, because now if you take it at night, say two capsules, your energy level goes up. You may not be able to sleep. I take it in the morning. Now, I started with one capsule and then two capsules. Beginning, I used to do a lot of powders. I still do powders. You know, I make a smoothie, and I put maca in there and protein powder and mix it up, and that's my morning shake. But if you take two capsules, if you're about 120 to 150, 160 pounds, is good. If you're a person of, say, 200 pound plus, maybe you want to take it twice, two in the morning, two at lunchtime to get that extra energy. If you're a bodybuilder and you're doing a lot of exercise and burning a lot of energy and you want those muscles to stay solid, you want to use maca, then you got to use a lot more than that. You know, say 5, 6, 7 capsules. A lot of bodybuilders use our maca. They make smoothies. They drink a lot because they, with their smoothie, they can take other things that they do. And maca will keep your muscle tone. You know, not like if you take steroids and if you stop using steroids, your muscles will become cotton. Maca will help you to give this muscle tone, natural, real muscle tone, and keep it longer. And the energy, your hairs and your nails, if you have hair problems, maca will help you. If your nails are brittle, maca will help you because it helps your body to function better.
Mm.
I can go on and on. I can talk for hours about this product. It's just fantastic product.
Well, we have
but
all
it
the.
It has to be pure. It has to be pure maca like ours. Daniel, I'll tell you, many customers of ours that thought that our maca is a little expensive, and they went and bought other company products maca, and they came right back to us again because we don't adulterate anything. It's pure, guaranteed, certified maca.
Well, that's why we have you on here. That's why we have the products you have. That's why everything at the Power Mall, ladies and gentlemen. Natural products work, but you got to have the right type of products and the right type of people. And that's Robert Tectalian. We have about a minute, Robert. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on, as always. All these products at the Power Mall. If you're ordering other things at the Power Mall, just say, hey, you know what, Jay? Add a toothpaste. Add a mouthwash. It's very easy to add to the order. So these are very important. The maca is very important. I've been neglecting my maca a little bit here lately. My wife, she hides things, and then I you know, forget to take them. So I'm glad you came on, at least for that reason, if nothing else.
Let me tell you one thing quickly. All listeners out there, please, I'm asking you. I guarantee 100% money back. Call Daniel. Get your products, Vitamer products. Use them. And benefit, stay healthy. Nothing is more important than health. You can have $1 billion, you can have $100 billion, but if you don't have health, what is it good for? What would you do with all that money in the world if you don't have health to eat good steak, drink glass of wine, have sex, go play golf, go fishing? You know what I mean? Get this product. I guarantee you're going to love it, you're going to enjoy it, and you're going to stay healthy, you're going to save money. Don't trust people tell you things, ask questions, learn, educate yourself. That's what I suggest.
Well, God bless you, Robert. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Tell your wife hello, and till next time, my friend, you stay straight.
Thank you very much. Thank
you. There he goes.
Have a great day.
Yes, sir. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. You need these products, ladies and gentlemen. Buy from the good guys. Support us. Please don't go other places and you learn about it here, then go other places and buy them. Buy from the good guys. We appreciate it. We got them on sale and for you there. The reason I didn't go all the way to the break, because our final guest today, Rebecca Friedrichs from ForKidsAndCountry.org, she can only be on for 30 minutes, and I'm not gonna have a lot of introduction here, but I found another interview that she did, and I wanna play it kind of to lead up to her so we don't spend time introductory with her and we can get right to the heart of the matter. This is a very important interview. She's gonna be very direct and talk about a lot of specific things that's going on in these schools, and here's kind of a generic things of what she's been going on and some of the important, you can get a feel for her. So I'm going to play this until the break, and then afterwards we'll have her live. So, so give me a second here.
Hi, I'm Megan West with My Faith Votes, and I'm honored to bring a conversation today with Rebecca Friedrichs. You have an amazing story, so tell us a little bit about a monumental thing that has happened in your life that is affecting this country.
Sure. So I have been a public school teacher in California for 28 years, and throughout my entire career, I was forced to fund unions who would take my money and spend it on far-left causes. Not only would they use my money, but they would coerce and bully myself and other teachers to actually do campaigning for their far-left political agenda. They're also pushing a social and sexual agenda into our schools using teacher money, and teachers have no idea. So as a Christian, I tried to fight this from the inside, and I couldn't make my voice heard. I even served as a union leader. All I got for my trouble was bullied, but I learned a lot, and I discovered that I had to fight it from without. So God laid it on my heart to start exposing the unions through editorials, and within 6 months of my first editorial, I became the lead plaintiff in a national lawsuit headed to the United States Supreme Court.
Wow.
And it was 10 Christian teachers from California and the Christian Educators Association International standing together. And we sued California Teachers Association and the National Education Association. And our argument was simple. It was a First Amendment argument. Teachers should be able to decide for ourselves without fear or coercion whether or not to fund unions.
So what was the outcome of the case at the Supreme Court, and what's happening with it now?
Our case was heard in January 2016, and the whole world knew that the teachers were going to win 5-4 in favor of liberty. And 1 month later, Justice Scalia died, and we lost his vote. So we had a 4-4 decision. We actually tried to have a hearing again, and the justices rejected us on my birthday of all days. So our case was lost. But I told you earlier that it was God that urged me to do this. And, you know, I just went to him, and he told me in my heart, just keep giving your two mites, Rebecca, just keep fighting. So I kept fighting. I started interviewing teachers. I've written a book about the experience, and we're exposing the unions. But while I was doing that, another case came behind my case called Janice versus AFSCME. The Janice case won on my birthday, June 27th, 2018. So now all teachers across the entire country and all other government and workers, including DMV, firefighters, police officers, all of us are now free to pay unions nothing.
So as a parent and at the local level, we see there's not a lot of engagement from parents to influence things like school board elections. How would you talk to especially Christians who are leaving their influence on the table to get involved from the local level to make changes there?
If those parents don't get involved, we're going to lose our schools. We used to have here in the United States of America, Judeo-Christian values built into our entire school structure. That's what all the curriculums were built upon. The McGuffey Reader, when you read through them, they're full of scripture. And now we have a government claiming this separation of church and state that does not exist in our Constitution. That is a misconception. Parents and teachers are believing it, and they're not engaging. And the more we do that, the more the government takes over. And unfortunately, the government, with their connection with the teachers' unions, is bringing in some very horrific sex ed lessons.
All across the country.
We're listening to a recording of Rebecca Friedrichs for Kids in Country. This is a sample of another interview she did, kind of a preface to having her on live, because we only got 30 minutes. So if you're wondering, what in the world is that other voice? That's what you're listening to, ladies and gentlemen, thepowerhour.com. We're going to continue, and then Rebecca's going to be on in about 10 minutes.
We're seeing it in multiple states, too.
It started at the UN. It's been being pushed through the UN for at least 20 years. I've seen it at the teacher union level for almost 20 years.
And people would probably be surprised to learn that it's Planned Parenthood that's behind a lot of that as well.
Yes. I actually think most people wouldn't be surprised that it's Planned Parenthood, because that's what they do, right? But the teachers' unions are in partnership with Planned Parenthood, Southern Poverty Law Center, the ACLU, Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, Human Rights Campaign, all of these very powerful far-left organizations that are literally indoctrinating our children and our teachers and taking over our schools. It's really vital that Christian parents, teachers, pastors wake up and get involved attending local school board meetings. You will be bullied when you speak out for what's right as a taxpayer and as a parent. They are driving a wedge between parents and teachers, parents and administrators. But what I would urge parents to do is to get involved and not get angry at good and loving teachers. It's not the teachers. It's the unions and their activists that are dividing us. Stand together with teachers, and we need our pastors desperately to stand.
You know, and I've seen something interesting because we've posted articles on My Faith Votes about different things happening in school districts throughout the nation. And I always find it interesting when people comment, they say, well, just step away from the public school and homeschool your kids. But that's not always the answer necessarily. So how would you speak to someone who says, just step out of it, don't even be a part of it?
I don't blame them. And if you want to step out, great. But they're coming after you, too. The teachers' unions specifically state in their documents that they don't like homeschooling and they would like to end it. They would like all children in government schools. So we need our homeschoolers to get involved, number one. Number two, about 95% of children are in public schools. And from what I read in God's Word, it's better to have a millstone about your neck and to be thrown in the deepest sea than to let harm come to these little ones. So if we're closing our eyes and letting little ones be harmed in our public schools, we're not walking our Christian faith. So it's very important that we all stand for every single innocent child, especially those whose parents might be drug addicts or might be disengaged in whatever fashion, not alive. We have to stand for all of those children.
There you go. Great interview with Rebecca. I disagree a little bit. Homeschool is an answer, ladies and gentlemen. You know, they can't make you. Who was I? I can't remember. Somebody was worried about vaccines or what have you. Oh, this was in Hawaii. It was Cheryl in Hawaii. And I looked at Cheryl because they're trying to pass New York style legislation there. I looked at Cheryl. Cheryl, they can't make you get a vaccine. They can't make you, Cheryl. Calm down. They can't make you. Same thing here with homeschools. So they're going to try to control homeschools. They can't make you, ladies and gentlemen. This is where the American spirit comes in. This is a big, big, big issue. Stay tuned. Watch your children. You may not want them to listen to this next thing that's probably going to get graphic. Stay tuned. Rebecca Friedrich's on the other side. ThePowerMall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Stream's probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Stream's probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Stream's probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
I'm going to advise and warn again for the third time here today. If you have children, small children listening, young, impressionable minds, please maybe not have them listen right now. I don't usually do that. I'm doing that here now. We're going to talk to Rebecca Friedrich. She's from kidsandcountry.org. And she also has a book, Standing Up to Goliath, Battling State and National Teachers Union for the Heart and Soul of Our Kids and Our Country. And boy, isn't that the truth. This is a pet project to me. I could get on a soapbox all day. You want to talk about the root of the problems in America? If you want to point to any one institution or one thing, this is what you would point to me. Rebecca is at the heart of this. She's been fighting. She's been a teacher for a lot of years, almost three decades. She was at the heart of a Supreme Court battle for, union. Do we have to pay these dues or do we not? Do we have a choice or do we not? Eventually, it was overturned by another case. You do not have to join the teachers union now in California, in large, large part to Rebecca Friedrich. But she has done so much more than just that fight. And that's what we're going to talk to her about. Rebecca, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, and I want you to say it in the tactful way. You're a very sweet person, and I got such a good impression. We played a little clip of another interview that you have done so people can kind of get up to speed on you. I'm going to hit right to it. For everybody listening, I've said this a lot of times. Many people have said that it almost like goes in one ear, out the other, like they don't even believe it. Now, I want you, you're a teacher. You're there. You're right on boots on the ground. What is being taught in schools about sex ed and what have you, gender, that would shock our listeners?
Yeah, well, sadly, all of it would shock your listeners. It doesn't matter if your listeners are conservatives, if they're in the center, if they would say that they're on the left, or if they're atheists, or if they're Christians, or it doesn't matter. If they're Democrats, Republicans, everyone is angry about these curriculums once they find out the truth. So what's going on is something called Comprehensive Sexuality Education, or CSE. CSE has been pushed through the United Nations for over 20 years now, pushed on these sweet countries that just need water and education for their kids. They come for those things and they're told, oh, sure, you can have those things if you'll take CSE. Well, here's what CSE is about. It's about sexualizing little kids. And so I'm just going to give you a couple of highlights. These are things I have personally read in the curriculums or that teachers like myself have been trained to teach to little children. It's huge here in California, but it is not limited to California. If it hasn't hit your state, it's coming to a state near you because it's being pushed by the state and national teachers unions, Planned Parenthood, ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, and a huge conglomeration of powerful organizations pushing.
Pause right there. Rebecca, just pause real quick as you go on. How old are we talking? How old is
we're talking 11 and 12-year-olds, and we're talking for the gender identity issues from preschool.
Oh, my God.
So
okay,
why
ahead.
Don't I start with the gender, since it's
sure.
going to hit every single child. So your child could be 4 years old in a pre-kindergarten class, and just so you know, most loving teachers are horrified when they see this stuff and would never teach it. So here in California, the unions and their friends made sure to write into the law that if teachers won't teach it, then the experts will come in. So Planned Parenthood will come in and abuse your child. So the gender identity goes like this. You might be a four-year-old, and the teacher says, the activist teacher says to you, when you were born, your mommy and daddy didn't know your gender. So they assigned you a gender. But there's really a whole spectrum of genders, 30, 40, 50, I've seen as many as 70 different genders, and you'll figure it out someday. And so now they manipulate and indoctrinate these children into thinking things like, well, if you're a boy and you like the color pink, well, maybe you're really a girl. And they're teaching these kids that there are not just two genders. We're not even allowed to call them boys and girls anymore. We have to call them children or students because we can't assume their gender anymore. So it's scientifically inaccurate. It's an attack on the very identity of these children. It's an attack on the parents. It's an attack on religious values. It's an attack on God, who says he made us male and female. So, and they're pushing this as fact to little, tiny, impressionable children. So we used to have a very small number of people with gender dysphoria. Now it's growing. All these kids don't know their gender. So that's the first part. They push that as an anti-bullying campaign so that the LGBTQ children will not get bullied. That's how they get away with not allowing anyone to opt out. So all that gender stuff can show up pre-K all the way through college, and no one can opt
quick,
out of it.
Rebecca, quick question. Quick question. How does a five-year-old know if they're gay or not? I mean, you said it has to do with LGBT, non-bullying, whatever. So how could, are they assuming a five-year-old knows if they're gay or not? I mean, that sounds ridiculous.
That's exactly what they're assuming. Or they're actually assuming that all of us are on a gender spectrum. They call it a spectrum of genders, and that really none of us know our gender. So it's really what they're doing is they're claiming. And this is what teachers have to understand. Loving teachers who really believed that these unions were there for them, they're not. These unions are really pushing an agenda, and their goal is to fundamentally change our society and to undermine parental authority and teacher authority.
When you say that, Rebecca, undermine gender authority, erase our society, that's a very strong accusation. You're right there. For somebody who's listening, think, that sounds so conspiratorial. I mean, shortly, Reader's Digest, why would you say that? That's a very strong accusation.
Yeah, well, that's the reason why I wrote an entire book to help people to understand, teachers in particular, what's going on. And in that book, I have almost 50 different people who share their testimonies of how the unions are literally degrading the teaching profession, destroying our schools. Things like all of these discipline problems we have nationwide. Teachers are in crisis. We're unable to discipline in the classroom anymore. Teachers don't know their teachers' union is behind that. So let me just give some highlights of the sex ed, and maybe then your listeners will understand.
Oh, lowlights. Go ahead.
Yeah, really. So the first lesson I saw was a lesson called the Condom Relay Races. It is in a, it's actually in multiple curriculums now, but I saw it in a curriculum called Making Proud Choices, written by Planned Parenthood. I first saw it in 2013. It was being taught in a school up in Northern California, or in a school district. It was alert, I was alerted to it by a parent who called me. It is now in multiple curriculums. There are six curriculums approved in the state of California. None of them are appropriate for children. All of them are a huge concern to parents and teachers. Condom relay races. Teacher puts the kids in two groups. They have to be in mixed company, boys and girls together. You're not allowed to split them up anymore because you can't assume their gender anymore. So you have the kids all in mixed company. You put them in two lines. They're going to have a relay race. Teacher's supposed to, she teaches the kids how to use condoms by using her arm as an example. Now she pulls out two anatomically correct, fully erect adult male penis models, sets those on the table in front of the kids, and now they're supposed to race two kids at a time, put the condoms on the models, tell all the steps, pull it off, run back to their friend, tag their friend. Now it's the next kid's turn to be abused.
How old?
In the classroom.
This is 11 years old, as you said?
Yes. The parent that sent it to me, her daughter was in fifth grade, and this curriculum was being used in her daughter's fifth grade classroom. She was 11.
You're about to make me punch a hole in the wall right now, Rebecca. I am very hot. But anyway, go ahead.
Exactly.
Keep going.
Exactly. That's how, you know, that's how every man I speak to feels. And for me, I had to pace my house and just, I was very angry when I first read it. Here's another thing. So we've created actually a documentary on this. We haven't revealed it yet, but we have a teacher who was trained in multiple lessons at her school district in my community in California. One of the lessons she was told to teach was a lesson on the use of dental dams. Dental dams are a piece of vinyl that dentists use during oral surgery. Well, our schools, through Planned Parenthood and Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network and ACLU and all these different conglomeration of groups, now think that it is appropriate for teachers to teach children that a dental dam is to be used as a shield between their mouth and their partner's vagina, vulva, or anus. They are telling teachers we have to teach kids about oral on anal sex and to use a dental dam to protect themselves during that activity.
I'm speechless. I don't. Are there other things? I mean, I'm really about to jump out of this building right now. Keep going.
Yeah, there's more. We're supposed to teach the kids that anal sex is perfectly okay, a perfect alternative and a good way to keep yourself from getting pregnant. So they are pushing.
Wait, hold on. Rebecca. You're telling me that 10 and 11-year-olds are being taught that, you know, when I was 10 years old, sex was the last thing on my mind. Not only they're teaching about sex, okay, about union between men and women, they're going way beyond that. They're putting dental dams in their mouth and for anal sex. They wouldn't even know what anal sex is. That anal sex is an alternative so you don't get pregnant. Here, do this so you don't get pregnant. Go on.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and it's beyond because there are no condoms approved for anal sex, because that's a good way to end up with HIV, because the condoms can't handle the friction. And so they're actually teaching medically inaccurate and dangerous things to children in our schools. Now, I want to back up for a second. Most teachers are horrified by this and would never teach it, so I don't want your listeners to rise up against teachers. It's teachers' unions, state and national teachers' unions, and all of their allies. So we need to rise up against the unions. We need to help teachers to understand they have the right to no longer pay these people who are not representing them, who are lying to them, who are damaging children. Go ahead.
So let me summarize here. So basically, some of the most crazy stuff that, you know, I wouldn't even thought of when I graduated high school, they're being taught to 10-year-olds. 4-year-olds are being taught they're not boy or girl. Gender is being turned upside down. The sexualization of our children, the confusion of our children, really the breakup of our family. You have the unions in conjunction with the United Nations, with Planned Parenthood, with the ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, all taxpayer-funded, so that the money that we pay to the Federal Reserve System to the IRS gets funneled back into these organizations, goes down to then indoctrinate the children and to get them on a path and to change our whole values and our core thing and destroy it. totally move America and destroy our culture. That's basically right. What you're telling me.
That's the goal. That's the goal. Teachers unions also march for sanctuary cities. They want to abolish ICE. They're the ones attacking our president. I mean, it goes on and on. But I want to tell you one other thing that sure. Your listeners need to know about the sex ed. Here in California, now I'm speaking from the law. California is the first state to pass a law to force us to teach all of this. It became law January 1st, 2016. If you live in a blue state, my guess is it's already, you know, being worked on in your state to become part of your law because the teachers' unions control Democrats. Unfortunately, the Democrat Party it has gotten in the pockets of these unions, and it is getting further and further and further to this extreme left. I know a lot of decent Democrat people who would never agree with this stuff. They're not being well represented at this point. Thanks to, you know, all this money and these folks. So one of the other things that's in our law here in California, it's called the California Healthy Youth Act. If your state's passing anything called Healthy Youth Act, there's nothing healthy about it. We are now told, as teachers, that we have to teach these children that they have sexual rights. And we have to tell them that starting at age 12, they have the right to all forms of contraception, including the morning after pill and abortion, without their parental knowledge or their parental permission. We're also required to teach them where to find the Planned Parenthood clinics in their neighborhood. So you could send your child to school, boy or girl, because, you know, a boy's involved in a pregnancy too. You could send your child to school one day. Your child could be taken for an abortion off campus, brought back to school. You pick your child up in the afternoon. You never have any idea in your whole life that your child had an abortion that day.
I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say. I am so out of my. I'm literally speechless right now. It's one thing to read about this and to study this and to see, you know, read articles and what have you, and you know this is going on. You talk about the news. It's another thing to have somebody of your stature, what you've done. The book is Standing Up to Goliath, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Please get it. Looking for it on Amazon. Standing Up to Goliath, forkidsandcountry.org is the website. Rebecca Friedrichs. But it's another thing to hear somebody like you, a teacher, a 30-year, three-decade veteran, that's been through all this, is telling you exactly what is going right now. This isn't future. This is right now. This is not in Europe.
Right.
This is in America.
Right. That's right.
Is there anything
right
else?
Now.
We only have about 10, literally about 10. Is there anything else they're being taught? Common Core. I know that was a big thing. Common Core, that seems that seems like a picnic compared to this.
Yeah, really. Well, I think it probably helped lead to this. I want to let your listeners know, if they want more details about the sex ed, I do have three solid chapters exposing the sex ed in the book, Standing Up to Goliath. I also have a full chapter on how the teachers' unions are the ones behind the discipline problems in our schools and just all kinds of other information in
there. How in the world can there be any discipline when they're having abortions? When 12-year-olds are having abortions and running condom relay? Discipline?
Right.
You kidding me?
Yeah.
How in the world can
they
even...
It's really, our schools were the envy of the world. And, you know, we had this amazing classical liberal arts education until the teachers' union showed up. About the 60s is when everything started to go down the drain. And the teachers' unions, and people don't realize it. You asked about what's being taught, what other things your listeners might want to know. Unfortunately, when they brought in the Common Core, I remember this as clear as day. We were told by our superiors in our school district, you have to start teaching something called Common Core. We said, okay, what's that? They said, we don't know. It hasn't been written yet. So then they started putting all this pressure on us, coming from the Obama administration, all this pressure that you have to teach it, you have to teach it. But we had nothing to teach, and we didn't know what it was. So then in order to rescue all of us, teachers were stressed out, they set up some websites. In my district, I had access to two websites, and we were told, you can't show these websites to parents, you can't access them from home, you can only access them from school. So we get on these websites, And I start reading these articles and things we're supposed to teach to the children. And what it was a total far-left agenda that was being taught to
our
kids.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Things like attacks on fossil fuels, stories about overfishing, where they made people living in some village, some poor people living in the village, look like bad guys because they were fishing
right.
too much.
Okay.
Really indoctrinating the children into hating anyone who used fossil fuels or who didn't have a wind turbine in their backyard or something. Those kinds of things, just manipulative, showing only one side of the story. The teachers' unions, and I have this in my book too, they've actually rewritten the scientific method. So they crossed out the portion that science education must be based on empirical evidence and, you know, how we test it and test it. They crossed that part out and changed it to theory and a scientific consensus. So what they're doing in our schools is they're removing truth, they're removing the hard evidence, bringing in this squishy theoretical ideas and teaching them to the kids as fact. That's a serious problem.
Very serious. We have about 7 minutes or 6 or 7 minutes. I want to get in some other. I hope that you come on again and when you got some more time where we can flesh this out even just 30 minutes again. This is
sure
very
thing.
Important what you're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, the book is Standing Up to Goliath for kidsandcountry.org is the website. Okay, now I got to ask you a couple questions. I'm listening to this. There's no way on God's green earth I would ever send my children to public school, and this is why. Well, for somebody listening, why in the world should they ever send their children to public school?
Wow. Well, our schools are in crisis right now.
Is it salvageable? Okay, let me put it to the. Is it salvageable? Is it broken? You know, you can't put new wine in old bottles. Is it past the point of no return?
I think the only way we salvage it is to get the government unions out of our school, out of our schools. I think the only way we fix it is to. I have this program I call Adopt a Teacher. Go to every teacher teachers in. Yeah, I have it on my website. If they go to forkidsandcountry.org, the top menu item is Adopt a Teacher. Click on it. It takes 3 minutes to read it. I have a cool flyer they can print out. The reason I say that is because teachers have been so incredibly deceived by these unions for decades and bullied. So what the unions have done is they've bullied us harshly, and they've divided everyone. They've divided parents from teachers, divided administrators from teachers, and now they're dividing kids from everybody with this sex ed. And so this division, they're so cleverly deceitful. They've convinced teachers that everybody's against them and they need the unions. The unions are their savior. So teachers believe that. They believe that the unions control their pay and their pension, and the unions protect them from being cheated, and the unions are going to protect them if they get sued by some angry person. They believe that. But the problem is, it's all a lie. And if we can get to the hearts of teachers, it's the reason I wrote Standing Up to Goliath, because it shares these stories in a very engaging style where they can see that children are being abused, teachers are being abused, our schools are being degraded, our professions being degraded by a union that's taking about $5 billion a year from teachers tax-free. And so once the teachers start to connect the dots that, oh, my gosh, I'm being used to fund an agenda to the demise of my own profession and my own students and my own life, then we can all come together, and really teachers need us to put our arms around them and help them, because think of them as, you know, like they're the victims. They're like prisoners in a way, and we need to come behind them and stand together. That, I believe, is the answer, is getting the unions out.
Okay, Rebecca, where are the churches on this? Why are pastors not on the street corner screaming about this?
Yeah, well, we have a few here in California that are now. Unfortunately, and I say this with love, as I say this as a Christian woman, unfortunately, the church fell asleep for a long time and would not, most pastors, pastors would not speak out on any social issues.
Why do you think that is? Rebecca, why? Why not?
I think it's because they're bullied and they were told that they were going to lose their nonprofit status or be in some sort of trouble if they spoke out. Thankfully, President Trump overturned that Johnson Amendment, which has given pastors more ability to speak out now. And I know some very brave pastors who have finally realized, hey, wait a minute. The people supporting the teachers' unions and the far left, they were speaking out from the pulpit all along. Nothing happened to them. They told us to be quiet. We believed it. Pastors believed a lie. And we desperately need pastors. I believe the church and synagogues should be leading this fight, should be standing behind teachers. We should all be standing together. When I first started this fight and brought my lawsuit, the first person to really be unkind to me was my pastor. My husband and I had to leave our church over it. So
be the last day I go to that church.
Exactly.
Okay, we have 2 minutes. Rebecca, I apologize for cutting you off. I'm going to have to. I want to have you on again so soon in 2 or 3 weeks or whatever works for you.
Last question
to you. Now, I get this fight, and I can see it. You really helped me to see the vision of the unions and the teachers. You've helped me to see that better. Then we'll flesh that out more. If you are a parent, you have a 10-year-old going into this situation, yes, we can fight this out. Yes, we can be out of it and still help and still do it. Right now, with what you know is going on, would you let your 10-year-old walk into those schools and listen to this indoctrination and be exposed to these ideas and have these things thrown down their throat? Would you?
Absolutely not. I would do everything I could to, if I was able, I would quit my job and I would homeschool my child. I was a single parent for 7 years and I did not have support. So I don't know what I would have done in that situation. But I would not send my child into that.
Grandparents, there's a lot of grandparents who listen to this broadcast. This is code red. I mean, this is code red. You want to know what's wrong with America. You want to know how our future's in jeopardy. Our future's in jeopardy because the divinity within us is not taught. Morality is not taught. The concept of America, the Declaration of Independence, this is being indoctrinated out of our children. And it only lives in our hearts and minds, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so proud to talk to you, Rebecca. Oh, my gosh. For kidsincountry.org, the book is Standing Up to Goliath. Please support this lady, this fine, fine, brave lady. Rebecca, very nice to meet you. About 10 seconds. Last thought is yours.
Well, all I can say is there's a lot of hope. If we all stand together, there's a lot
yes.
of hope. The sex ed hasn't hit every state. The other stuff has.
See
but we can fight this.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.